a servant that'll set you free from feeling, let me say this instead, serving Jesus instead of serving self, instead of serving sin, instead of serving your flesh. The Word teaches us that we achieve salvation specifically and explicitly through obeying God's Word. Believing again that Jesus Christ is a, number one, first key. But when you believe in Him, it will result in a death of the old man, of the sinful nature, because you realize that I can't live like that any longer. So this old man dies, and this sinful nature dies, and a new birth takes place. A new birth takes place, which is then accompanied by the power of the Holy Ghost. You see, what good does it if you have a new life and you don't have instruction, you don't have power, you don't have understanding how to do that new life, how to walk in that new life, how to live in that new life? That's why it's not enough for you just to believe in Jesus. But you've got to take your belief further. You see, because belief comes in action. If this church was on fire, and I said, "Fire!" How many of you would stay? You just hang out in here and just let it burn. I'll burn with it. Yeah, I don't care. So what? No. If you start smelling smoke and you start feeling heat, you go, maybe I ought to do something. Yeah, it's getting hot in here. It's smoky. I'm having a hard time breathing. Yeah, I said fire 25 minutes ago. You should have been out. Huh? None of us would do that, would we? No. But all of a sudden, oh, it's a real fire. And this place is going to burn down. All of a sudden, now you believe. And when you believe, do you just still sit there? No, when you believe, oh, okay, it took me a while to smell the smoke and feel the flame. But now I believe. So I guess I'll just stay here and get burnt up. You get out. So now your belief turns into action. Your belief has now turned into an action as you stand. Now you believe. This is what it means to really be free. He said to Nicodemus, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I say unto thee, you must be born again." You've got to serve somebody in order to be free. And there's no freedom like the freedom that God gives. Some may laugh and scoff at me, and that's okay. But I've never had to experience, Brother Miles, and neither have you, had to experience the drunken stupor of many others. You and I don't understand what it is to be vomiting our guts out because we went out and partied and forgot who we were and where we were and got our heads stuck in a toilet now, miserable with a hangover. Never felt that. And it's okay. It's okay. That's freedom. That's freedom.
That's freedom.
I don't ever have to feel the overwhelming desire to go do something that would cause my body great harm. Can't remember what state it is, North City, but I read just recently that the drug addiction is so out of control that they are doing a 3 strikes, you're out. They won't resuscitate you. If you call the third time to be resuscitated, they won't do it. First time they'll help you, second time they'll help you, third time you're done. You want out of this world that bad? Go. You're going to inflict all that on your life? Go. So that's mean, that's harsh, that's this, that's that. No, not really. Not when just last week there were 74 overdoses in that city. So we'll fix the drug problem. Really? Fix the drug problem? Blame it on somebody else. Take personal responsibility. How about that? How about taking some personal responsibility instead of blowing your brains out on drugs and hoping that somebody saves you in the end? That's bondage. That's bondage. You don't understand addiction. Yeah, I do. I got it. I understand that. I do understand that. I know how powerful it is. You can be delivered and you can be set free. You don't have to have those addictions. I want somebody to help me pray right now. I hope so you understand what I'm going to say right now, that it's a very, very, very powerful battle going on. Furthermore, I have preached today, and so you say, yeah, you preach forever. This may be the last message that somebody ever hears. And that's what you need to understand. While some of you are tired, and some of you are distracted, and your mind has wandered and went every which way, there are people under the sound of my voice today in this building right now that this may be their very last message, their very last hope of salvation. It may be their very last straw before they kick off into eternity. And let me tell you something today. You won't ever shut up, preacher. Hell doesn't have any altars. I said hell doesn't have any altars. Hell doesn't have a place where you can make it right. Hell doesn't have a place where you can get out of jail free card. Hell doesn't have a place that you can rest for a while. Hell doesn't have a place that you can call yourself for a while. Hell has no altar. Hell has no freedom. No freedom. And if you continue down your path, I know this has changed in a direction I have no idea why, but I'm telling you right now, the direction that you're going, this may be your only opportunity for an altar. This may be your last opportunity for an altar. Somebody cares enough to pray for you. Somebody cares enough to reach for you. Do you care enough about your own soul, your own salvation? Because hell's not going to give you the opportunity to say, Jesus, help me! Hell ain't going to give you the opportunity to say, help, Jesus! You won't be able to escape. Right now you can. Right now you can have freedom. Right now you can get deliverance. Right now you can find healing. Right now there is an altar, there is a place where you can cry out and say, "Help, Jesus! I'm a mess. I'm lost. I'm undone. I need help. I've been miserable." And for those of you that don't feel like you're worth it and you don't deserve it, I'm telling you today, you're worth it. You're the reason why he went to Calvary and shed his blood. You're the reason why he rose from the grave. You're the reason why he sent his comforter, the Holy Ghost, so that you can feel and enjoy peace and joy and love. You can feel the presence of the Almighty God. While sin has destroyed your life and messed up your world and destroyed your mind and destroyed so many things, he died so that you could be free. He that the Son has set free is free indeed. Is free indeed. There's an altar today. There's an altar today that you can cry out for the tender loving mercies of an awesome God, of a loving God, of a caring God, of a merciful God. I know you may have felt undone, but I'm trying to get you. Don't worry about what other people think. Don't worry about your performance. Don't worry about that. Look at what Jesus has got to say about you. Look at what Jesus has got to say. Look how he's reaching for you today. Look how he loves you today. He's reaching for you again with his arms of mercy, with his arms of grace. His loving kindness is reaching to you again today. He loves you so much. He's not willing to discard you. He's not willing to kick you to the side. No, he wants you to understand. He wants you to know him. He wants to be back in communion with you and him. Oh, in a place of peace and righteousness and joy. Come on, will you pray today? Will you pray today? Saint of God, visitor, whoever you are today, will you pray today? I say it in all sincerity again. Hell has no altars. Hell has no place to pray. Hell won't have an altar call for you to get it right then. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day of healing. Today is the day of a fresh anointing. Today is the day. Somebody help me pray. Somebody help me pray right now. I'm telling you, there's a battle in the realm of the Spirit that's raging.